The situation has been somewhat turbulent and unsettling on a number of levels here in Spain this week. So let me tell you about two of them. The first has to do with Spanish politics. Last Sunday, May 28th, they held the local and regional elections in Spain. Elections which have been billed as sort of a precursor to the national elections later on this year. It was supposed to be in December, but I'll tell you more about that in a second. And basically, they were supposed to be an indicator of what direction the winds were blowing in. And the results went pretty much according to forecast, but they were still a little surprising. A little worse for some and a little bit better for others, depending on what party you supported. The prediction was for the center-right parties to make advances against the ruling party, the main party in Spain right now, the Socialist Party. And that happened, but in fact, they did probably better than expected. I wouldn't quite say that it was a best case scenario for the Partido Popular, but it was certainly a strong showing. And I wouldn't quite say it was a worst case scenario for the Socialist Party, but it was pretty bad. The Partido Popular did very well in Madrid, both in the region of Madrid and in the city, the capital, as the mayor. And they have an absolute majority in both of those areas. And they did very well in a number of regions and major cities. Basically, any place they were expected to win, either on their own or with the help of maybe the far right party Vox, they did. But in addition to that, they also won the city of Seville, which the socialists were hoping to hold on to, but were not able to. And the socialists also lost the region of Extremadura, which has historically been a socialist stronghold. The socialists also lost in Barcelona, not to the Partido Popular, because the Partido Popular is not very popular in Catalonia, but the socialists sort of had a minor control over that city. And it looks like they're going to have to give that one up too. The Partido Popular was also helped a lot by the fact that a former, well, it's a party that still exists, it's sort of a center-right party called Ciudadanos, which sort of came up in the last decade, almost as an alternative to the Partido Popular. But little by little, it's been disappearing, and the sense is that the Partido Popular has absorbed many of those votes. So that happened on Sunday, but the biggest news of the week actually came the next day when the Prime Minister of Spain, who belongs to the Socialist Party, Pedro Sánchez, announced a snap election for July, July 23rd. Now, for some of you, for any of you who are unfamiliar with that term, a snap election is an election that is held before basically the limit date. In many of these European countries, elections are held approximately every 4 years. It's not a fixed date the way it is in the United States. But if a prime minister, for whatever reason, thinks the election should be held earlier, they can do that, and it's called a snap election. And so they will be held 6 months before what everyone thought would be the day. Why did he do that? It's a good question. It's a question that's been batted around the Spanish media this week. A couple of reasons are probably the fact that Sánchez never had an absolute majority in Congress or in the parliament. So he probably felt that his government, his administration was not going to be effective anymore, and to wait any longer could be detrimental to his prospects of winning the election. And it's possible that he felt like after this defeat, it was time to make a radical decision and go for it. It's almost as if he the sense is he's going to throw this Hail Mary pass and hope for the best in July. And we'll have to see what happens there. Was that a good decision? I guess we'll find out on the 23rd. So that has kept things pretty crazy in this country this week. Lots of talk about that. There has also been a turbulence and instability on a different level. This is a little bit more positive, and we're talking about rain, precipitation. Just a few weeks ago, I did a podcast expressing my concern about the drought that was affecting this country since, well, actually, it's been a year or two, but it was getting particularly bad this last winter when it was supposed to snow and rain. And in most parts of Spain, we got very little. I mean, like, for example, the month of February, it practically didn't rain at all. And it wasn't much better in the other months. And it was looking pretty bad because there's sort of a time limit here. We're talking maybe to June 15th. If it hasn't rained, we're pretty much going to have to suck it up and wait 3 or 4 months for fall to come around and for some relief. And it doesn't always rain at this point in the spring, this late in the spring. And so things were not looking good. But since about 10 days ago, we've been getting some pretty regular rainfall in the form of storms for the most part, but quite a bit. And so the center, the western part of Spain, the center, the north, has been getting quite a bit of relief. I don't think this is going to solve the problem, but it's certainly, or as I said, the word relief is there, and it's going to help us through this summer. The forecast for this week calls for more rain. So any extra rain that we get between now and when this stops will certainly be welcome. So in that sense, it's been positive, and we'll take anything we can get. And that's all for today, for this week in Spain. Just a couple of things that have dominated the headlines and the news and the street talk these days and the cafe talk. So we hope you have a great week, and we'll be back with another update next week. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.